Called the order for the Historic Preservation Commission on the evening of Thursday, July 20th, 2023. Call the roll, please.
Chairman Granick.
Here.
Commissioner Forehand.
Here.
Commissioner Sager.
Here.
Commissioner Murr.
Here.
Commissioner Graham White. Commissioner Kaczynski.
Here.
Commissioner Reno Hodgkin.
Commissioner Reno Hodgkin has previously indicated that he would be joining us via Zoom. In accordance with the requirements, we have a quorum present here in the meeting physically. We would need to take a vote to first allow Commissioner Reno Hodgkin to attend via Zoom, and secondly, to vote via Zoom if as and when he joins us. So, is there any discussion as to either? If not, is there a motion in that regard?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Oops.
Chairman Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Boring.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Aye.
Commissioner Murr.
Aye.
Commissioner Kaczynski.
Aye.
We point there. And as part of the process this evening, we'll also be holding a public hearing together with our meeting. That will be sort of separate. We have a few procedures which we'll set out for that. But before we do that, for the next item on the agenda is the approval of meeting minutes for June 22nd. Are there any comments, proposed, additions, deletions, provisions? Seeing none in the room, is there a motion to accept?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Chairman Cranning.
Aye.
Commissioner Forehand.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Aye.
Commissioner Murr.
Aye.
Commissioner Kaczynski.
Aye.
Adopted. Public comments. Is there any comments other than with respect to the matter of the public hearing, which is the proposed certificate of appropriateness for the demolition of garage 553 Thatcher? Seeing none, let's then move on to the public hearing aspect. The public hearing scheduled for this evening. Let's move to the public hearing at this point.
All right, so members of the audience related to this demolition, please stand.
Yeah, thank you.
Raise your right hand. To those who will testify at the public hearing, you're reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matter before this Historic Preservation Commission?
I do.
All right.
Thank you. The specifics, so that we get on the record that the notice requirements were back then.
So we published in the newspaper, it was 15 days before we put the public notice in the Wednesday Journal. We also sent mailers out, certified mail, to every property holder within 500 feet of the property. And then we also posted the sign on the property that displayed it would be a demolition specifically for the garage. And this was all prior to the 15-day limit.
Would you like to make a presentation? To us.
Sure. I would like to.
Approach the microphone and And Kate, your name and address and question is property.
Hi. Hi, my name is John Bergstrom. I'm owner of Share Bergstrom Architects in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. It's where I reside also. I was a past resident of Forest Road for 3 years, so 5 years removed. I have been hired by Tyler and Carrie Kirk to help them with their renovation project at 553 Thatcher Avenue. Upon review, they purchased the home just this past September, and one of the first things they needed to do was create accessibility and storage for their automobiles and personal belongings. The existing garage is there. It's not original to the home. The home was originally built in 1883 as a Queen Anne's Victorian style home. And in the 1920s, it was purchased, and the modifications that are there now are what you see today. And we believe at that time, in the advent of modern transportation, is when the garage was put up. So the garage is quite old, probably over 100 years. It looks great on the outside. Previous owners took really good care to make it look great, but the inside is really poorly conditioned. It's got temporary supports holding up the structure. You cannot put a vehicle in it. You put just dead storage in it. The slab is gone. The interior was done with black and plaster, and that's completely disintegrated or missing. It's not worth rehabbing. And the biggest concern is that the garage is in an inappropriate place on property. It's in the southeast corner. And as you can see, the driveway is on the north side of the property and comes down the north, and then it has to cross the backyard. There's a huge concrete. Over 50% of the rear yard is hard surface. And what we're planning to do with this is to create a more inviting and livable backyard. This is the demolition. Just shows what's going out. So what we're doing is we came up with the idea that we can actually attach the garage. There was a one-story addition done in the back of the house, and it's got segmented corners. And one of the segmented corners is at a 45. We're using that as our termination to not get into the first floor, but we're going into the basement. So the addition to get in is going to be low, like at 6 feet. Then it comes up to the attached four-car garage. And we're able to place it to the north, and there's a 10-foot jog to the north midway that allows us to push the garage out further. It allows us to get a side yard, a rear yard that's over 40 feet wide by 87 feet, and then another 55 by 40 feet in the rear. We're maximizing the rear yard setback. It's 15% or 26 feet, 2 inches in the river floor. So we're going to 15% is 36 feet. So you get 36 feet across the back. So the hard surface now is going to be towards the north. That's basically it. It will add life safety concerns going in and out of the garage. It's so far back. It's a better solution, and it gets the yard back.
Hey, everyone. I'm the owner, Tyler Kirk. A few of the reasons for the impetus of doing this garage project is when we purchased this from the Lucchese's, we asked them about the garage. And they said, well, this is something that for a decade we've been meaning to get to, but we never did. And they said, oh, yeah, we definitely think that it's something that needs to be done. And we love the house. And I was a history major in college. I love, you know, the history of the house, and I want to keep that preserved and everything. We also have a one-year-old, and the neighbors to our north are great people, but they also have a koi pond, and with a one-year-old and another one on the way, and no fence between us or over the koi pond, I'd rather have the barrier of the garage on that side, and it fits in keeping with being able to create a great backyard for them to play and have a playground setback there and a lot of other things for me to play with them in. Just provide some protection from an area that could be life-threatening to my small children. So that was part of what was going on. As far as the current status of the garage, it's quite poor inside and unsteady wood roof. While, yes, some parts of the exterior are not completely dilapidated, the roof sags to the side, and you see some weathering there. But what we see inside is a lot of temporary things to try and help keep the roof up. And so it's bad enough that you can see that the car is parked outside of the garage, and we do not park our cars inside that garage. A lot of the stuff is just fallen off and is on the ground, and so we've just stored some things that we, you know, our snow blower, and that's, you know, things like doggy chore, that's it. But anyway, we think it's necessary to have a new garage, and we think that this allows us to maximize the space to our utility, but also keep in preserving the house and the way it would look to the road. I don't want this to make something that looks disruptive to people who are driving by. I want the house to look like it always has from as people are driving by. But we think that we're keeping within the confines of the, you know, external, you know, from the road. If you were to look at it, I don't think you're going to be able to see this garage because it fits within the shadow of the house.
Is there any questions?
In regards to the demolition? In regards to the demolition?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Are there any further public comments as part of this public hearing on the garage demolition? If not, then is there a motion to close the public comment portion of the public hearing?
Yes, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Good. Chairman Fennell?
Aye.
Commissioner Borian?
Aye.
Commissioner Sager?
Aye.
Commissioner Mayer?
Aye.
Commissioner Kaczynski?
Aye. Okay, now, time for a discussion. Dan, boss.
Just, I can't blame anyone for wanting an attached garage. And this garage was way out in damp, looks like. So I think it's a nice design that will match with the house. Well, I don't see any problem with that garage.
Yeah, we're at this point, though, we're just talking about the demolition.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, this is not
a garage. The demolition.
And the demo on the significant property requires a public hearing.
Okay.
After that, we're going to talk.
Okay,
the
demo, I agree with the demo. That's important.
John, awesome.
No, no demo questions.
Okay.
Well, I have a question.
I have none. Then is there a motion to approve the certificate of appropriateness for demolition of the garage with 5 feet of trash?
I move to approve the demolition of the garage with 5 feet of trash.
Is there a second?
Second.
Chairman Graham?
Aye.
Commissioner Corbin?
Aye.
Commissioner Sager?
Aye.
Commissioner Mayer?
Aye.
Commissioner Kaczynski?
Aye.
That's moving on to the application with certificate of appropriateness with respect to an addition to the home at 553 Patcher. Is there any presentation folks would like to make about that? You don't have to.
I guess I got ahead of myself.
Yeah, we kind of did earlier.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Well, you didn't show the plan if you wanted to show the plan.
Oh, yeah, just let me know if there's any photos you guys want.
Well, sure. Sure. Okay, discussion. John.
So I'm excited that you guys are putting the money into the old home. I think it's going to make it, you know, appropriate for the next 50 years. The attached garage is nice. I will say that from a strict standpoint of historic preservation, in my mind, it's a little bit of a missed opportunity if it was on a corner lot. I think I'd have more to say. I don't think it, you know, and I know what you're struggling with that old addition back there and connecting to that old addition. But the new design doesn't really follow the massing of the old home. And so from that strict standpoint, I'm a little bit disappointed with the design, not with the layout. I'm thrilled that you're doing it. I just think, and also the fact that you're not really going to see it when you're driving down the road. But I do think that from our standpoint as historic preservation, looking at design, you know, the roof slopes don't match. It's now it would be difficult because of the old addition, but I do think there, you know, it was a corner lot. I don't think it would be appropriate. But
it is in fact visible though from the street. So I think they took a lot down to take a look at it to see what the visibility is. It is in fact going to be visible from the street.
It did.
If you're heading south, not north.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And I also see the struggle with connecting it with that old addition, you know, the addition that's already there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, perfect world, you could take off that back addition, and then you could really make it tie in with the
save
old
more money.
Right. I completely understand.
The answer rule just didn't work.
Yeah.
On the addition.
Yeah.
It was tough. We tried to match the style of like the siding and everything. We want to try and make it look as seamless as possible.
Yeah.
All the details are going to match the main house, but it's not going to have a stone base.
Yeah.
It's just not big enough of a structure to be able to do that.
No, I understand. I just wanted to make that comment. It doesn't really follow the, you know, what you've got going.
So I think the way in which it was originally put in, like that location for the garage was when they had two other lots to the south, which no longer exists anymore. So it's just created a, you know, it's like anything that's been around for a long time, if it's your lot changes.
Right. I understand.
Is there anything that you could sketch, suggest that is not it wouldn't add significantly to the cost? In terms of is there anything stylistically to address some of your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the fact that you have that one-story addition off the back,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to connect to that, it might end up being more awkward if you did try to do something in the massing, the
mm-hmm.
sloped roof, similar to the house. So it's a difficult situation. In my perfect world, it would be a nice big detached garage running across the back of the,
sure.
you know, and you know that's where you could, but then you can run into the zoning codes with the heights of the building. So I think by connecting it allows you to make a bigger addition, a bigger garage. So you're fighting a few different things. You know, a great big carriage house across the back would be the most appropriate. But no, in my opinion, I did look at it from, you know, what could you do to this to make it more fitting? And I think you've done a nice job. I mean, it's going to be attractive, but.
Jim, thoughts?
No, I don't.
So, Brian?
No.
I don't agree with what John says, and it's difficult given the fact that what one could do by making it a larger mass, in fact, is always called greater attention to it being a lengthy addition, and it's going to call attention from my non-architectural viewpoint as a layman to the fact that it's an addition because a structure would likely not have been constructed initially with that amount of massing and then continuing as an L down the long border of the lot. So it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you know circumstance.
Right.
And I think you've done you've done a good job in terms of minimizing visual disruption on the site, which is, you know, certainly important. So, is there any further thought, discussion, et cetera?
I should say I didn't mean to disparage the design. I think it's going to be nice. It's, you know, for coming from a historic preservation background, you know, and I'm sure you struggled with that as well.
I tried.
All of our comments are certainly not meant as criticisms of design. We're frankly quite pleased that you decided to put the money and the effort into restoring home social among the first families in the village. And it's something that we welcome the folks in our community who seek to further the impression of the old environment. It's only a good thing. So, seeing no further discussion, is there a motion to approve the certificate of appropriateness for the addition to 553 Thatcher?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Chairman Cranning?
Aye.
Commissioner Voorhin?
Aye.
Commissioner Zager?
Aye.
Commissioner Murr?
Aye.
Commissioner Kaczynski?
Aye.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Due to the application for the certificate of appropriateness for completeness, looks like this is 04 Bonnie Gray. Now, this had initially come to us with a rather large proposed porch addition, and that has since been removed from the request. Although I may be missing something, but I didn't see the materials that were submitted to us reflect simply the back addition. It looked like it also continues to show the porch addition. Is that correct? I was having some difficulty personally understanding what was being done. I can understand the footprint. So I'm looking at the east elevation on the pond. The south elevation shows the porch condition, which is not going to be added, correct?
Correct, that was not going to be added.
So, I think one of the things I'd like to see is something that is just an elevation that doesn't show the porch. Or for the seaside, seeing how the addition dovetails with any of the trim on that. It's clear that the existing portion of the home to the west looks like it bumps out. So the question is the intention to further extend bump out?
So, Chairman Cranning, thank you for pointing that out. When assembly of the packet, I must have utilized the original plans, and I went back and I pulled up the plans here. So the plans they submitted, this is on my fault. These are the plans they submitted, and when combining them into the packet, I must have utilized the original plans. So if we want to,
Can we go to the next one, which shows the side?
So that's the existing
Yes, they took off the porch, and the only thing that will be added is that back here. I think it's the dark gray up here.
So is it one story or a two story?
It's just one story.
One story paint addition.
Yeah. Can we go back to the prior slide that just shows my store place? Oh, there you go. Okay.
So it ends right here, like where it stands currently is right here at the chimney. So just to slope it down.
It's telling that it's hard for us to tell what's the addition.
Exactly.
So it's nicely
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I the only one that is having some difficulty with that? I'm just trying to understand.
Right.
You know, what's being added?
Yeah, it's the one story. They're adding that large pitched roof.
Right.
Back.
And what we see as a bump out existing is what, just this?
No, I think you look at the farther elevation, the south elevation.
Right.
Yeah, because that's the north elevation, that's the south elevation.
Right.
So, what's the...
That looks like sort of that. See that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back to the south elevation.
Is that this one?
Yeah. So.
Will the original photo, current photos help?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Can you go back to the plate, please? Thanks.
South elevation?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
This is even an addition.
So what's being added then is this.
Isn't that already there, but it's only partial? And then we'll go all the way across the back of the house now?
I think exactly that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's already there, that bump out.
I thought that was being added.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does this then mean we need to see something that's a bit clearer in terms of what's being added?
I mean, I
don't want to be the only person that's going to drive someone through another round. But I'm looking at it, and for the life of me, I'm just trying to understand what's being, I can see that. But then when we go to the south elevation, we go to that. I'm having difficulty understanding what's being added in conjunction with what was previously there.
Yeah.
Based upon the photograph.
Right. I agree. And in the drawing where it's just totally covered across the back. Yep. I believe my understanding on part of it would be two different colors, or because part of it's already there, so we wouldn't have, unless they're downing. I don't think they are. But if you go back to where you just had the drawing,
the overhead one,
that one. Wow. So see. Something is already there, and this leads me to believe in astronomy, and nothing's there. And then this is going out that whole thing.
No, currently.
Well.
The gray will be, yeah.
So, yeah, so I guess, I mean, it needs to be clear what we're reading.
I think there are a couple of things. First off, I would love to see a photograph from the southwest that shows the existing deck slash porch area steps so that we can see, frankly, count the number of windows to see what's there. And then a drawing that more clearly delineates what's being added.
Right.
Because right now, the line drawing of the south elevation, I find personally confusing. I don't think it delineates what's being added sufficiently.
I can't really see. Yeah, Google Maps, you can't see it because a bunch of trees.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree with Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and maybe they could fade the addition part on the elevations.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I had a good graphics. No, we changed. That's how it's on the that's what we want. Well, that's what we're going to
have. I think comment about
please.
The south. I'm very pleased that they have decided not to put on that porch.
Yeah.
Because it seems to take away from that south view of the house. It's a really pretty house. And I don't see how to, I should just kind of take it out of balance.
Is there anything else that people would like to see as part of this submission? Ken?
No, no.
No. No, I think what you've got will cover it.
Okay. So then, I guess our comment as to the completeness of the application is we would like to see we want to see elevations that more clearly delineate what's being added to the west side of the home from the prospect of the southerly elevation as a drawing. And additionally, it would also be helpful to see a photograph of existing conditions taken from the southwest of the property showing the deck and the steps and the portion of the existing little addition that's already existing on the back. Yep. So that we can understand it all in relation.
Got it.
It's beautiful home, and certain the homeowners wish to keep it that way and appreciate their participation. Just need something that's a little more understandable from our perspective.
It does look like there's notes on that little back area that would
yes.
almost indicate that that is new construction past the chimney.
But yes.
But looking at the photographs,
right.
It's confusing.
That it does look like that. And if you look at some of the other drawings, the elevations that show the chimney being raised, it looks like that. The question then would be, okay, where does the existing stop?
Yeah.
All right. Exactly.
And I think that's something you need to say. You're not escaping the one arm. Is there a motion to that effect?
I move that we ask for more information of 604 Bonnie Gray as discussed.
Second.
Chairman Browning.
Aye.
Commissioner Forehand.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Aye.
Commissioner Murr.
Aye.
Commissioner Brzezinski.
Aye.
Okay. Yes, meeting application for September vote, yes. If the passes completion as completeness for the siting of 563 Park.
About
the birdhouse.
I understand that there's going to be to repair these, remove these problems. Understand that there's no additions.
I don't have any comments.
The only thing I saw, it talks about the LP Smart smart sideline, 8 by 16, 16 feet. And I don't know, I don't think that that's what the existing is in the lab, but it sounds like you're going to match what's there. So.
As close as possible.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because 8 inch, I think it's probably.
It is a wider board.
It is, okay.
Yeah. Okay. But it's the closest of mine.
Okay. The other thing with that, I have some experience with that smart trend. Just make sure when they cut the ends, they seal it off. Because you're going to have trouble with it if you don't. So.
Thank you.
Brian?
Yeah, no problem.
I have two thoughts. First is, the look of solving the problem. it is in fact possible. I can think of seeing a grand home in the village which prior to its restoration had several holes in the roof, which resulted in providing occupancy for a family of very intensive and aggressive raccoons who didn't want to be evicted from their one-time home in this particular instance. Clearly something needs to be done. I guess the only concern that I would have would be you taking care of the trim work as best as possible, it appears, to contain the original, otherwise attach it. But here we're talking simply about completeness. And the question is there anything else that people believe they would need to see in order to actually review this investigative? As opposed to the specifics of the
the way I read it, it was the siding change, right? It's not the surrounding window trim, yes. which is really delicate and beautiful. Right. Yeah, you definitely have to do something, but that, if that's in fact the case, it's just the siding. I don't have any additional information.
So then, is there a motion to approve this application as to its completeness, and we'll talk about the merits of the application at our next meeting.
So,
is there a second?
Second.
Chairman Brandon.
Aye.
Commissioner Borland.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Aye.
Commissioner Murr.
Aye.
Commissioner Kaczynski.
Aye.
Your next little window.
We do.
Yeah, so. I'd love to see one.
Go through. Very will be starting. Just the cut on my comments.
Ah.
She's got another year. There was my spend this one.
So cool. Yeah, kindergarten with Maya.
Okay. Discussion on contributing property progress considered for the significant property status. Give you a bit of an update. Since we last met, I met with an architect who had participated in the original survey, and he late this morning submitted a proposal for our consideration. I invited that to Luke for dissemination to the village staff, and we'll take it up at our next meeting. That's probably the best way to do it, in that it is not specifically part of our agenda, and it does in fact call for the expenditure of funds. That if we chose to move in that direction, that we would be busting. So that's because it involves spending, you probably should have that as a specific item on this agenda. Anything else to talk about on that topic?
Just that Luke had completed the FOIA request about the market law. And so I just started looking at that, and we're seeing Martin Braun's name as the architect from dates. And so the documents are really, really helpful. Yeah.
You know, one of the things the architect's proposal calls is that if we can provide assistance in providing information as to building permits, the architect, photographs, which I believe Commissioner Mayalak has previously volunteered to do as he did on the originals, that would in fact reduce the cost, specifically photographs, because it would not require any processing and collation of things of that nature. So, any other thoughts on that one topic? Okay. Discussion regarding the motion to move forest architecture and history. Anything specific?
After the last meeting, I sent an email just to update the link for the map, because it said test map. Now it says to be honest with you, I forget what it says, but it doesn't say test anymore. But that's all I got.
Great. Thanks, Brian. Discussion regarding the application for historic preservation awards. The application form indicates that July 28th is the deadline for submitting applications. So we will do that for those which are submitted at our next meeting.
Still, me too. But we are putting it out all over social media and have that.
Yeah, there's at least one home I can think of that I think is an outstanding example of being a word group with that idea company. But it is. I'll be knocking at the door next spring. Perhaps they may wish to file an application. Discussion of additional ways to protect significant properties.
That's right.
Is there any other business? Okay. Then, is there a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
Third side.
Chairman Frenick.
Aye.
Commissioner Forehand.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Aye.
Commissioner Herr.
Aye.
Commissioner Kaczynski.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
I was expecting to be here for hours. Yeah.